Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday, and it's the 19th day of September 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Excuse me a second. Something in the air. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then dial 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 64 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 76 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 36. So fall weather. And it's, you know, fall. Anyways, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PDFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's go over to the news. Such as it is, see what we can tear up. Motherfuckers. Alrighty. The coming collapse of the global Ponzi scheme. No fucking shit. I mean, again, it's just, you know, they're piling up that stuff. This is campaign fucking fodder. That's all in the hell it is. Clinton Global Initiative announces new proposal to help rebuild Ukraine, provide humanitarian support, and fuck the United States of America and the fucking people living under the goddamn highway underpasses, their kids going hungry and cold, and the people on the fucking streets in the third world that our fucking country's been turned into. Let's get over there and help them fucking Ukrainians, man, because we're fucking Kazaria here, United States of Kazaria, and we have to help the goddamn fucking Ukrainians. This is by Lawrence Richard, Fox News. The Clinton Global Initiative has announced a new organization to help rebuild Ukraine and provide humanitarian aid to those impacted by Russia's 18-month invasion. See, what about fucking Hawaii over there? I mean, anything? Oh, yeah, that's right. They took the fucking land. The state's going to take it and fucking auction it off to the highest motherfucking robber baron fucking bidder. In New York, officials at the Clinton Global Initiative 2023 announced that CGI Ukraine Action Network, as well as numerous financial pledges to support nonprofit working in Ukraine, as the two two-day annual conference opens on Monday. And remember, the fucking Clinton Foundation is supposed to be a fucking library in Arkansas. And, I mean, they had millions and billions of fucking dollars ran through that fucking organization. They went for no goddamn library. It was, I mean, they pocketed, they committed treason, they committed espionage, they sold our uranium to the fucking goddamn Russians. Now the Russians are, they ain't our friends, so we can't buy our own uranium from them. I mean, look at the, this, look at this shit, look at the big picture. The new organization, which will formally will be formally announced Tuesday, is designed to mobilize existing CGI partners and other leaders from around the world to create a finance new commitments for Ukraine's. Fuck Ukraine. Fuck you, Clinton. Get the fuck out of this country, you commie one world son of a bitch. It is the result of a collaborative effort between Hillary Clinton, the former Secretary of State, a fucking hardened fucking criminal, proven fucking criminal, fucking never got as much as a fucking speeding ticket for all the fucking espionage, treason, sedition, she at a capital fucking level that she fucking committed. Democratic presidential candidate and Olena Zelensky, First Lady of Ukraine. I mean, this is just the mobsters getting together, but, you know, we can have something to talk about here. Russia first invaded the eastern border of Ukraine in February 2022. Moscow's military has remained in the country, decimating its infrastructure, compromising its energy grid, and shelling schools and civilian locations, if you fucking say so. I mean, they got one picture of one old building here. I don't know what the fuck. It could just be a dilapidated old building. These son of a bitches. Everything they put out is pure propaganda. This is the Ministry of fucking Lies, and we fucking know it. The nonprofit SAV, Save Ukraine, which has opened community centers across the country to help families and especially children traumatized by the war and rescue Ukraine children who have been detained in Russia, is set to receive commitments of support during the conference. Well, what are you going to do with them kids, Billy? Do the same thing you did to them at Pedophile Island? The same thing old Hunter Biden's doing to him at the top of the front page of fucking From the Trenches? No, you ain't going to fucking answer that, are you, cocksuckers? You yellow pieces of fucking shit. The nonprofit said it intends to use money to open more centers, said Ogla Yurakina, spokeswoman for the charity. See, 501c3, you need a new plane, Hillary. You need some more fucking cash for Coke, fucking Bill. And you fucking dog, Chelsea Clinton. You fucking stinking, rotten, fucking worthless piece of fucking human shit. We know that we have no choice. We must work hard, and we are ready for that, said Yero Kiena, who is based in Kiev. But we also have this feeling of, guys, please don't leave us because we want to be with you. If we are not with you, Russia is going to just erase us from the map of the world. Oh, yes, God, everybody, throw your fucking money at these motherfucking treasonous one world son of a bitches. Don't worry about fucking the Bill of Rights. And, you know, fucking we got to take care of fucking these Ukrainians. Somehow they're our responsibility, like all these motherfuckers coming over the southern fucking border, pouring over, fighting age men. Get ready to fight, you motherfuckers. I've been telling you, you should have stopped this a long time ago. Now you're going to fight these little motherfuckers. Get ready. A woman looks at a destroyed building in Kiev, Ukraine, on September 17, 2023. Azga Elif Kiza Abdullah, agency via Getty Images. Actor Levi Schreiber, co-founder of Blue Check Ukraine, which vests small Ukraine non-profits doing, these aren't non-profits. You know what non-profits do? They give fucking goddamn big paychecks to the goddamn execs for them. So you need some more money there, Clintons, you thieving motherfuckers, you treasonous dog shit eating motherfuckers. You have committed high fucking treason, each and every fucking one of you. And you have not been fucking brought to task. You have not been brought to justice. You have justice waiting for you, you bastards. Smaller organizations and feel comfortable funding them. And a major goal of any nonprofit is to steal fucking as much of the fucking money as they can and don't pay a dollar in fucking taxes while they're doing it. Amid aimed at helping Ukraine is to remind people that Ukrainians are still suffering and struggling. Well, Americans don't worry about us. Our fucking people aren't struggling. Look at the fucking streets. Look at the goddamn, even the you know, the fucking suburbs and the goddamn, you're like where I live. Well, I used to be. I live in a fucking city. Now they're building these fucking little fucking minute cities up all over the fucking place. The best possible outcome is keeping people aware that they are still in an existential situation, Schreiber said. Democrats are designed. See, that's why I read this. Here we go. Here comes. They're easing that politic fucking unfinished two before up your fucking ass. Real slow here. Democracies are designed to push back against impossible odds, and it's worked. It's been a miracle in many respects. It really is a David and Goliath story. It's extraordinary, and it's not just them. It's us supporting them. How can we give that up now? Well, I'll tell you, it's real fucking easy. I'd never support anything. You fucking criminals. They got pictures of fucking old Bill, criminal. Bit the fucking woman's chunk out of a woman's face. I saw the fucking woman while you were raping her. You fucking made your trips to pedophile island. You are a piece of fucking human shit. Hillary fucking Clinton, fucking traitor extraordinaire, fucking committed every fucking crime that is a fucking international fucking crime against the people of the United States of these Americas, against the free nationals of this fucking country. An ugly, ugly, ugly Chelsea. I don't care how much fucking plastic surgery. They ain't got enough fucking plastic to fucking make you look nothing but ugly like you fucking are, you piece of shit. Let's go to something else. Ooh, Hillary. Fox captures footage of single adult men of crossing the, what the fuck, you guys can't even get a headline right? Fox captures footage of single adult men of crossing the U.S. border assisted by U.S. personnel. Well, of fucking course they are. They're bringing them in to fucking kill your ass, to rape your fucking children, to hack you up with a machete, to take your fucking home, to take everything that belongs to you because they're third worlders and they can be fucking controlled like goddamn the animals that they fucking are. Breaking, Canada pastor Arthur Powell-Whiskey, that's what you Canadian name, who has spent years been persecuted, who in the hell writes this shit? Being persecuted by Trudeau's government for violating COVID mandates was just sentenced to 60 days in jail for the crime of mischief for giving a 10-minute speech to the Canadian trucker convoy. And what the fuck? It's old news, isn't it? They're bringing up all this shit that they've put in place over the past fucking couple of fucking years. This is going to be your campaign, you see, for this phony fucking election that if you participate in it, you are a goddamn traitor. This is not a fucking goddamn, this is not a fucking republic. This is not nothing. This is goddamn a free fucking country under the fucking individual free sovereign nationals and the fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And until everybody gets on that fucking page, we're in big fucking trouble. Biden in 2015, an unrelenting stream of immigration will make white people a minority in the United States. This is race baiting. This is fucking race baiting. You know, don't worry about making the white people a fucking minority. Worry about the majority, the fucking goddamn American nationals who are the fucking mass fucking majority. And we don't give a fuck about the skin, the pigment of our skin. We give a we hate your fucking guts. You are in violation of our fucking law, and we do intend to see justice and see that law inflicted upon you to the fucking extreme. We intend to fucking try you, hang you for fucking sedition and treason, and that's a motherfucking fact, and capital fucking treason. Oh, you fucking scum. Residents are now begging local politicians to close the border of Chicago to stop illegals coming from Texas. I mean, circle jerk? I don't know. I think so. In Lampedusa, the number of African migrants officially exceeds that of the Italian citizens. And this is a video. I mean, go watch it. I mean, these people came and they took this fucking island. This is what they've done in California. It's what they're trying to do in fucking Oregon. Just get a majority of them there. I guess let's have a vote and see who fucking wins, huh? Wait, you can't vote. You're going to discriminate. You're a discriminator because you won't let fucking somebody from Africa vote in fucking Italy. Unfucking believable. Pathologist Dr. Ryan Cole describes how since the rollout of the experimental mRNA injections enablers and clinicians have been finding strange rubbery foot-long clots in both the diseased and the deceased and the living that can be broken down and cleared from the body using a natural enzyme. And I really don't like this one because it's fucking cells pitch. Watch parody of real life, masked and confused. Joe Biden promotes new COVID vaccines, and he's getting his shot of fucking saline, sitting there, the dumb son of a bitch. They should give him a real shot and put him out of his fucking misery, or put him out of our fucking misery. Developer builds a 60-square-mile illegal alien colony in Texas. Now, we told you these people were coming to recolonize this fucking country, to kill the fucking American nationals. Why are they recolonizing it? Because we fucking own it. The fucking documentation says that everything that's been taken has been taken by fraud. There is no statute of limitations on fraud. And when we take it fucking back, all these motherfuckers are going to have to go, but they're bringing fighting-age men. And I'll tell you what, we won't shoot each other. These motherfuckers will shoot you. Make no fucking mistake about it. They're coming to America. Yesterday, Zero Hedge reported on the freight train of illegal immigrants, illegal migrants. There's no such thing. It's an illegal alien. It's a fucking invader. Headed to American southern border, you can see video of those trains riding migrants below, accompanied by an appropriate song. Telling you, we're fucking taking you over. We are invading you. Come on, people. We are those migrants. You know, you're fucking those invaders, those unlawful illegal aliens going after where are those illegal aliens going after they get here? Some surely will be headed toward America's major cities, forcing Democratic. See, here we go. Getting that election shit in there. Keep easing it in. Ease that unfinished two before up your ass. Democratic mayors to eat more of their own open borders advocacy dog food, but some are likely headed to a place called Colony Ridge, an enormous settlement 40 miles outside Houston that's reportedly home to tens of thousands of illegal aliens. Now they call them illegal aliens, what they fucking are. That is invaders. These people are just like them people that invaded that Italian island. They came to take the motherfucking place, and they're coming to take this motherfucking place. And we have the fucking every goddamn right and the law behind us, and we're supposed to stop them. It is our duty to stop them, and we're not fucking doing it. That is that this illegal alien ant colony is right under the nose of Texas Governor Abbott raises questions about how serious Governor Abbott's tough talk about securing its state's part of the border really is. And he wouldn't be there if he wasn't the fucking enemy. They're all the enemy. They're members of the corporate mafia, right? Reporter Spencer Lidquist of Daily Wire wrote an eye-opening thread about Colony Ridge on X. X farmer. I love that. X yesterday. I posted it in full below. Before we get to that, a brief trading note about another biotech lottery ticket. Another asthmeric bet. In yesterday's post, I mentioned a successful biotech trade. We've got another biotech trade in the works. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I ain't selling your biotech fucking trade. No, I'm done with you. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Done and done. they found their lost F-35 fighter jet found crashed in South Carolina. Train of illegal migrants, barrels for U.S. border. This is another fucking train. Hundreds of apparent, this is by Darren Duggery. I don't know. The Post Millennial. Hundreds of apparent illegal immigrants were seen locally are loudly celebrating as they rode up on top of a cargo train headed into the United States, and record high numbers of illegal crossings at the Mexican border. Every day is a fucking record because there is no fucking border. Cheers and yells could be heard from many of the people who had boarded the train. In footage of the occurrence that went viral, a Ferromex train was seen traveling through the central Mexican city of Zacatecas, going northbound on its 750-mile journey to the USA. Isn't that the Mexicans fucking helping the fucking invasion of the United States? As we're fucking, the main part of their economy is what's being sent from the United States of fucking America. We're betrayed at every fucking level, people. There's no goddamn knight on a white fucking stallion going to come out and fucking save your ass. You better become Spartacus. You better start stopping this shit. The footage reportedly went viral after it was posted on X by Fox News. Griff Jenkins, who said that the migrants are clearly not heeding the message. Yeah. Oh, fucking Kamala Harris got up and said, don't come. Why don't come? The borders are open. We can come and take everything these Americans have. Well, I said don't come. I mean, I did my job. You did your job as a fucking goddamn corporate mafia fucking spokesperson. Jenkins was referencing previous remarks by Vice President Kamala Harris, who in June instructed migrants from Guatemala, do not come, do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our borders. I mean, fucking comical. Is this comical or is it just me? Enforce your fucking, we just had, you know, a record that came over yesterday. We're really enforcing them fucking borders, aren't you? This brigade of journeying illegal immigrants comes at the U.S. as the U.S. is facing an unprecedented crisis of illegal immigration. In August alone, officials from U.S. Border Patrol apprehended around, don't say apprehended. They didn't apprehend shit. They processed into this country their brethren because they're the fucking prior generation that came in illegally. That's who your fucking Border Patrol is. That's who you're paying to fucking help with the fucking invasion. Apprehended 91,000 illegal immigrants who passed through the border as part of a family groups per data gathered by the Washington Post. This topped the prior one-month record, which totaled 84,486 families arrested in May 2019 under the Trump administration. They were not fucking arrested. They were released into this fucking country. They're here. They're not going anywhere until we fucking remove them. More fucking goddamn prop of fucking Ganda shit. Whoever this is, fucking this fucking goddamn rag, I guarantee it's got INC behind its fucking handle. The crisis of illegal immigration has gotten so bad in some parts of the country that the leaders in El Paso, Texas, have now warned that mass groups of migrants will soon be sleeping on the streets due to housing capacity being maxed out. A reported 1,700 migrants crossed into the U.S. via El Paso on just Thursday alone. Our number one priority is the safety of our community and the safety of our asylum seekers. Mayor Oscar Leeser announced at a Friday morning news conference. I mean, this is just fucking bullshit. I mean, you look at this and you smell it, you look at it. I mean, propaganda fucking bullshit. How many can they cram in here before we're a third world fucking country that needs to be escaped from? As long as they're paying them to come fucking here, they're going to come here. As long as there's free fucking Walmart, they're coming here. Make no fucking mistake about it. And you're in their fucking way, man. They'll fucking move you, fucking Americans. You American nationals. You go polish your fucking gun and stay the fuck out of our way. We don't want them sleeping on the streets. Hell no. Just Americans should be sleeping on the streets. American nationals that can trace their fucking lineage in this country back to before it was a fucking country. Those are the people who sleep on the fucking street. Not these fucking foreign fucking national invading. Well, they're here to colonize people. They want a colony here, a fucking King Chuck colony of fucking slaves like he had before. You know, there was talking about, I can't remember if it's in one of these articles or not, but talking about or if it was something that somebody put up. The Constitution's outdated. Well, there ain't no Constitution to start with, and what you're talking about is the Bill of Rights. So we need something new, you know, like feudalism, you know, fucking dictatorships, you know, things that brand new that's never been tried in the past. I mean, this is such fucking chronic fucking horseshit. Try to remove that fucking Bill of Rights, you cocksuckers. Do it. I fucking dare you. Do it. And enforce it. And die. Arizona, where the city of Tucson Border Patrol is reporting the highest number of illegal crossings. See, illegal, did you arrest every fucking one of them? They were arrested and they were processed, give fucking money and given a fucking bus ticket or a plane ticket anywhere they wanted to fucking go. And that's out is the goddamn truth. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back with more of this fucking nonsense. Hang in there, guys.
Nurses all got around. They gazed to the white wonder at the joy they had found. Head nurse spoke up and leave this one alone. She could tell right away that was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. And donations are appreciated. All contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific Time, and of course that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle. And I think we're all in the fucking jungle now. I mean, everywhere you fucking look, it's the jungle. Now it's time to fucking start fucking playing our fucking game in the jungle. It's time to start fucking fighting back. It's time to make them motherfuckers think that person's smiling at me. And is he smiling at me because he's a nice person, or is he thinking about cutting my fucking throat? It's time to fucking put an end to this fucking shit. It's time to enforce the unalienable law of December 15, 1791. It's time to quit seeing our fucking loved ones murdered. It's time to quit fucking seeing our country fucking invaded. It's time to clear these motherfuckers out and take it all back. It's time. If somebody was waiting for a signal, there's your fucking signal. File the fucking motion. McCarthy melts down after Gates threatens removal. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Remember, election coming up. So we are going to look at this a little bit. Because remember, there's an election coming up. Other than the vote, talk of a vote. It's vote. Fucking retards. This is by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has McFucking had it with GOP threats to remove him for failing to perform a laundry list of demands from his party's Freedom Caucus members. If you want to file a motion, file a fucking motion, McCarthy told GOPC colleagues. See, they're going to have arguments back and forth like this, too, because this is the controlled, each is the controlled opposition for the other. And see, it's still getting you into this GOP, DMZ, fuck you, please, fuck you, goddamn, in your fucking foreign fucking elections and your and they aren't even elections, your foreign fucking appointments. Fuck your fucking aristocratic motherfuckers. How about that? Fuck you, ruling class. You're going to go down. You're going to go down hard. Thursday after Representative Matt Gaetz. That's hard to say. Gaetz, Republican Florida, criticized him earlier in the week, giving him a list of demands while threatening to bring a motion to vacate McCarthy's chair. I see this is just more drama. Ain't nothing going to fucking change. Ain't nobody going to get hurt here. Don't fucking worry about it. Gaetz and other Republicans have slammed McCarthy for dragging his feet on a Biden impeachment inquiry, which the speaker finally announced earlier in the week. Gaetz, however, says this isn't enough. McCarthy also faces another episode of shutdown theater where Republicans pretend they won't budge unless Democrats cut spending or separate Ukraine funding from the stopgap bill, only to cave at the 11th hour in a dramatic fashion. Well, these derbies get in the fucking seat. Well, you do something routinely enough, and, well, that's what happens in the morning. The sun comes up. I showed frustration in here because I am frustrated, McCarthy told reporters following the GOP meeting. Frustrated with some people in the conference. So there is tension there. But you still got these ones in the JOP. You know, that's my party, the JOP. I vote JOP. I'm a fucking retard. I actually believe that my vote is going to be the one that puts them over the top. And that they're going to come and they're going to do exactly what they promised us, just like old Trumpy did. Meeting frustrated with some people in the conference. Gaetz fired back after McCarthy's outburst. Instead of emotionally cursing, maybe the speaker should just keep his word from January on. Balanced budgets, term limits, and single subject spending bills, he told The Hill. That said, another GOP member, other GOP members are getting a little tired of Gaetz's threats. Uh-oh. Man, here we go. Dissent within the ranks? No. Confusion? No. Just making you think something really is happening out there. So you go, the thunk of the golden sugar. Hit my head. Vote. Vote. I love vote. My right. We don't try to air our laundry, but again, you know, to the point, if somebody wants to file a motion to vacate, then file the fucking motion to vacate, and that's it, said Representative Brian Mast, Republican Florida, and stop holding up everybody's work at stealing the fucking nation and handing it over to the fucking Jews. Stop holding it, you know, over people's heads like it's, you know, like it's the noose that you're going to try to get somebody to walk into. You're going to walk into a noose, you criminal son of a bitches. You are going to meet justice under the fucking law of the American nationals, the fucking supreme superior, absolute unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791, and the people's fucking unalienable superior jurisdiction over this motherfucking hunk of land called the United States of these Americas. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican, Georgia. So this is Republican, Democrat, everyone. What is it? Must be an election coming up. Close McCarthy ally also called out Gates for holding up a Pentagon appointee appropriations bill on Thursday over demands that McCarthy present them with top line figures for all 12 appropriation bills that are on the table. Man, now this McCarthy, he's a real renegade. Get him and Trump together, by God. If we're going to be able to do our job, we need every single member in our conference to show up and face everyone else, and then we can work out our differences and fund the government. No, what government? Which one are you talking about? That one in Ukraine? That the government you're talking about fucking funding, you son of a bitches? Or is it the unlawful motherfucking corporate aristocracy that you're running in this fucking country? Unlawful. Unfucking lawful, violation of the fucking law, treason, high capital fucking treason, she said. A quiet way to end it, she said. TFP and Defend Our Kids Texas was on, yeah, I love this. TFP and Defend Our Kids Texas was on site during a Dallas church's drag Sunday service. And I watched just a little bit of this goofy fucking shit. You know, they talk about, I thought what was funny, they're talking about, we were all, even these people were created in God's image. Was God a cross-dresser? You got, I mean, that's what they're implicating here, that God would be, if, I mean, you people who are part of this organized religion, you fucking Judeo-Christians, This is what God looks like, these freaks in the fucking back here, because they were created in his image, weren't they? And so were you. You were, I guess God's a retard, too, because you were created in his image, too. Paw Patrol snacks were just recalled after a grocer received complaints from parents that the packaging instructed kids to go to a porn website. This comes on the heels of Paw Patrol hiring a queer writer to create trans character Tell Nickery, I don't know, your thoughts. And, it shows the candy, and I mean, they did it, and they're recalling it. But, I mean, my little nephew, this when he, I mean, he's gotten older than to watch these now, but when he was a kid, he loved to watch it. He'd come to my house and grab the Nickery, and he'd try, I don't never have a TV on, so he turned it on, but man, yeah, Paw Patrol, you got a fag now. I mean, you got to get the fags. I mean, if these motherfuckers were so predominant and so fucking powerful without the George Soros of this fucking world, they wouldn't need all this propaganda, would they? See, we don't need all this propaganda. The people are powerful. They're trying to hide us. They don't want us out here where people can see it and people can hear it and people can check it and see if it's fucking true. And they will find it's fucking true. They don't want that. See, it begins. Australia's fifth largest bank announces digital-only transactions will phase out cash. And I can't get this word. Chiku, whatever the hell that is, and phone payments in all 80 branches starting next year. Australians, oh, this is by Hoft, the Gateway Pundit. Australia's fifth largest bank, Macquarie Bank, has announced its transactions, its transition to digital-only transition starting from January 2024. The bank will begin phasing out all cash, check, whatever in the hell that word is, and phone payment services in 80 branches by November 2024, all in branch cash transactions will be completely discontinued. Well, I would just pull my fucking money out of there, and I fucking would let them go to hell. Tell them shove their fucking digital shit up their ass. It's to track and trace it so they can tell you what you can buy. You can go out there and sweat. This is goddamn America. This is your free fucking enterprise for you. You can go out there and sweat for a fucking Chinaman. And then the Chinaman can tell you what the fuck you can buy with your goddamn fucking, well, fucking ain't money. With your dockets, I mean, we got to look at your social score. You can have a popsicle. That's it. That's right. No beer for you. Between January 2024 and November 2024, we'll be phasing out our cash and whatever that is, CHQ, whatever services across all Macquarie banking and wealth management products, including pension and super accounts, the bank said in a statement. According to investigating.com, the bank has laid out a detailed timeline for transition, and I'm not going over their fucking timeline. Just do it. I mean, you never stop nobody. They've never stopped people from doing what they want to do. They've illegalized it. People have gone to fucking prison for no fucking reason, for stupid shit like goddamn, like a marijuana joint or what might have you. But they've never stopped people when they tell you, like the Volstead Act, that just made people fucking say, well, we guess we have to go down. We're going to have speakeasies. Kind of cool, man. I get dressed up and go down there and fucking dance, and we've got bands and fucking all the drinking you can fucking do. Once in a while one gets busted, oh man, then that was, you know, that was probably a fucking well, depending on where what you're doing there, but that was probably a fucking goddamn a proud moment for a person. I got busted at a speakeasy, didn't you? Solace, my pediatrician discharged my kids because I objected to gender ideology opinion. And this is by Nicole Solis, Daily Caller. I don't know that asking for an exam room free from sexualization and gender ideology would cause my pediatrician to discharge my kids from her care. Let's continue reading. This is brought up by Galen, by the way. Now, my now former pediatrician installed on the wall of every exam room a safe zone rainbow triangle sticker. Now, see, it's just like the fucking schools getting in this shit. It's none of your fucking business. Hey, doctor, you fucking first place, you're not a doctor. You're goddamn murder squads. But you motherfuckers, this is not your realm. It ain't your realm to teach our kids or be around our kids except to fucking do doctoring things. You know, like fucking sewing up a fucking gash that a kid got from playing army out in the gravel, you know, kind of shit. Where in the fuck do you get off thinking you can push this fucking shit in the goddamn places we finance with our fucking, the wealth of this country, you son of a bitches. And nothing we can do about it. You want to fucking bet? Sticker with the words sexual orientation, gender expression, and gender identity meticulously placed in front of the exam table at a child's eye level. It was the first thing my daughter noticed on the otherwise blank wall. She asked me to read the words and tell her what they meant. She was 5 years old and just learning to read. I told the doctor this was inappropriate sexual content on the wall and there will be no talk of this sticker with my daughter. But when my daughter asked about the sticker again, the doctor told her it's about being inclusive. This confused my daughter even more. I'd have busted the son of a bitch or the bitch right in the fucking mouth. I said, I'd not to talk to my child, you stupid cunt or cocksucker. After a tense disagreement in another room about the politics of the sticker, what are you doing? Are we going to the fucking doctor? You politicians, you know, you fucking son of a bitches. Are you politicians? Are you fucking doctors? Are you fucking teachers? Or are you politicians? Are you fucking goddamn propagandists trying to push a fucking goddamn communist fucking fascist fucking capitalist fucking agenda down our throat when we have the right to be free of your fucking asses? That's what, you know, what did I go to the doctor for? Oh, fucking so my kid could find out about gender stickers? No, I think the kid's got a cut on him. He needs to sew it up. That's why I went to the fucking doctor. But I wouldn't go to a fucking doctor. They're murdering son of a bitches, man. They have little murder squads going around from each hospital around here. They get groups of them. Every few months they change them because they're killing fucking people. And this is so that the fucking people that whose loved ones they kill can't hunt the bastards down, I think. But they, I mean, they'll go come, if they have somebody marked for fucking death, they'll send them, I mean, they send in the fucking murder teams. That's who killed my fucking wife, a fucking murder team. My doctor agreed that it was, and who's trying to kill my fucking sister right now? My doctor agreed that it was reasonable to place younger children in exam rooms without the sticker, but she never placed my children in another room or return my follow-up calls. Instead, a doctor called me and invited me to leave the medical practice. It is illegal to discharge a patient without 30 days notice in Rhode Island. I mean, fuck you. Oh, man, people, we got it. We should be killing, you know, they found a few of these motherfuckers just like in the alley with a goddamn fucking, I mean, impaled alive. And a note around their neck, no fucking more. I bet you it would come to a fucking halt, wouldn't it? If we can't fucking have our fucking courts, we're supposed to go to that second article. We're supposed to be killing these son of a bitches. That's how we keep our goddamn freedom and liberty. And our freedom and liberty is not up for fucking debate. And no exceptions are going to be, I mean, no violations are going to be called exceptions, you fucking assholes. It's just like, you know, they try to make your rights a privilege. No, it's a fucking right. And you can't fucking touch it. And you make an exception to it, you break it, motherfucker. When I demanded he explain the sexually inappropriate content in the exam room of pediatricians who claim to teach children about consent and appropriate sexual contact with adults, he became belligerent. He yelled at me over the phone, "Come on, Nicole, you can be a better parent. Now, your child deserves an explanation about sex." No, you. I'll meet you up. The husband should go and fucking track this fucker down, pound his fucking ass down into the ground, and say that's an explanation of parents' fucking rights, motherfucker. I had never met nor talked to this doctor before this phone call. I responded, "You are a pediatrician. It's not within your purview to demand I talk to my 5-year-old about sex." But he continued, "The American Academy of Pediatrics." I interrupted him. "I don't care about the American Academy of Pediatrics. Doctors perform lobotomies. You've been wrong before and you're wrong again." Before he hung up on me, he battle cried, "We will not abandon our commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion." Then I guess you're the fucking enemy. You think you're going to take our fucking kids and do with them what you please. I think you're going to get a bullet through your fucking head. I pay my pediatrician for checkups and throat cultures, not ideological finger wagging about sex education in kindergarten. But at the moment, I realized that gender ideology in medicine and education was not about the health and safety of children. It's about people abusing their positions of power to tell parents how to raise their children. You goddamn right. And they need to be pounded down, the shit fucking stomped out of them, and understand until there's consequences, you think they're going to stop? You think they're just going to have an epiphany and fucking stop and say, "Well, I can't do that. That's a violation of the fucking law. That's a violation of the fucking highest law in this fucking land. The unalienable law, December 15, 1791. I can't do that." You think they're going to do it, or you think you're going to have to fucking pound their ass down? It is about authoritarianism. Blue Cross Blue Shield Rhode Island officer, safe zone training for healthcare providers, and these stickers identify compliant providers. Critics argue these stickers are mere reassurances of inclusion, but my former pediatrician told me the stickers are meant to start a conversation with the child about gender ideology. Is that why you brought your kid to the fucking goddamn to the goddamn doctor for sexual orientation, or was doing a throat? Did you have a sore throat? There was nothing on the wall about the irreversible damage of puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and sex change surgeries on children. Hasbro Children's Hospital even advertises that puberty blockers are completely reversible in the face of existing research demonstrating loss of bone density and congenitive function from puberty blockers. No long term studies have been completed on the unknown harms of puberty. Well, what you got to face right here is that the fucking medical industry, I mean, I know a few doctors that have walked away from it, that have just flat fucking walked away from it. They're not going to fucking do it, but the ones that are there, see, they're down on this shit because it gives them power. When you get people that are weak, that have been weak all their fucking life, and you give them a chance to have power over their fellow man, they cannot fucking resist. And you must be, these son of bitches must be kitty diddlers, is all you can fucking figure. So I guess your white coat, we'll hang you in your fucking white coats. How about that? You can march up those 13 steps, and you can watch yourself do the shit dance in your fucking white coat, because you ain't no different than nobody else. You put your pants on one leg at a fucking time, motherfucker, and you do bleed, and you do suffocate, and you will be convicted, and you will face fucking justice. You will obey the law of we the people, or you will fucking die. Later, I received a letter providing 30 days notice of discharge because the doctor falsely alleged that I made disparaging comments about the credentials of the pediatricians and the doctor-patient relationship so essential to effective care is unlikely to be restored. No, you fucking stood up for your kid, and you can tell people you do, homeschool your kids, keep them out of them fucking indoctrination centers, out of those fucking people that don't have any business talking to your fucking children. Man, I'll tell you what, anybody that says something like that, when I was going through school, they would have been arrested. They'd have been arrested just for talking to a kid about fucking shit like that. And that's under the fucking administrative admiralty. But they're coming out. They're coming out fucking. They're trying to convince people that this is everybody, because they got to bring everybody down to the level of a fucking goddamn maggot before they can control them. There's too fucking many. You're killing as fast as you can. Goddamn 8 billion people is a lot of fucking people, motherfuckers. And it's going south on you. Because everybody's figured out what you are, what your fucking intent is. And you even flaunt it out there a little bit, don't you? Like this fucking shit right here. The doctor-patient relationship will never be restored when politics drives pediatrics and drives wedges between parents and children. How can parents trust that pediatricians are capable of providing effective care when the American Academy of Pediatrics only recently agreed to a systematic review of the evidence supporting gender-affirming care after silencing members of doctors for years? I mean, this, if you can't see this, you're fucking blind. I had to call 7 pediatricians before I found one taking new patients. My pediatrician didn't care about the health and safety of my children if she discharged them so abruptly amid a shortage of pediatricians and without referrals. They do not care about your children. If they did, they wouldn't be fucking pedophiling. You wouldn't have the goddamn video up at the top of From the Trenches World Report with fucking Hunter Biden with little six-year-olds fucking dressed like prostitutes crawling all over him as he does fucking crack cocaine. You wouldn't, would ya? If they cared about children, you wouldn't have the fucking debauchery you have. You wouldn't have the fucking children being cut up in fucking goddamn underground facilities in a multi-billion dollar part the people out fucking sell, would you? Killing kids. They kill. Oh, but they're looking for, we got to, they're look out for the kids. They're pediatricians. No, you're not. You're a fucking traitor, and you'll hang just like every fucking other traitor, you son of a bitch. I had delivered my children's medical release to inspect my new pediatrician's office for political ideology and confirmed she was not a member of the medical group prescribing health care contingent on political beliefs. I now drive 30 miles to a new pediatrician, but a longer drive in a state that refuses to keep kids safe from pediatric gender quackery is worth my kids having their safe zone at a pediatrician's office free from sexualization and gender ideology indoctrination. Oh, man. I mean, we go through this shit, but you guys can see what this fucking is. No, you guys, you're not going to do this fucking shit. It's just more fucking talk out of more fucking... The people that fucking talk this shit couldn't crack a fucking egg. They couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammers. The people could crush them in one fucking day, but will the people fucking do it? Why won't the fucking people do it? Instead of bitching about it and saying, this is a so sick son of a bitch and it's wrong, how about we take care of the sick son of a bitches and get rid of their fucking asses so our children are safe? I mean, for years, you gave up fucking rights left and fucking right. You allowed fucking goddamn exceptions, hence violations of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this fucking land. You allowed that. Why'd you do it? Oh, because they told you it was for the children. Now you know what they're doing to the fucking children. Why don't you fucking step? Because the reason you accepted what they did before is because you're fucking yellow. And until you fucking be, I don't know, maybe it's got to come to you, just like it did to that island where 10,000 outnumber 6,000. And they're fucking start pushing you around, slapping you around, raping your children right in front of you. Maybe then you'll grow a pair. Who the fuck knows? Anyway, I've had enough of this fucking shit. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, just watch the propaganda. This is all leading up to election. You will hear this fucking fodder. This is how they'll pretend to have a fucking debate that the people are involved in when the fucking Bilderbergs have already decided who's going to be the new corporate fucking executive of the fucking United States Corporation, who's going to be the new corporate monarch, who's going to be King Chuck's boy in this fucking colony. Well, I'll tell you what, we can stop it. We can fucking stop it if we all get on that one fucking page, put everything aside, agree that goddamn it, we ain't going to have nothing if we don't fight these motherfuckers and fight them soon. That's the word from the trenches.